Jamhuri ya Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Saturday, April 2nd, 2022. This is a special edition of Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the election process in Zimbabwe following the holding of by-elections last Saturday.
Election observers say the electoral field is still favoring the ruling party, ZANU-PF, as opposition parties were not allowed to campaign freely and had no access to public media.
According to the Zimbabwe Network, Election Resource Center, and the Zimbabwe Council of Churches, a lot still needs to be done for Zimbabwe to hold free, fair, and credible elections.
All these three organizations agree that there is need for a clean voters' roll, peace during elections, and the education of voters on their rights and all election-related processes.
So the big question tonight is, what should be done for this to happen?
Tune in right now on VOA Studio 7. You can also find us on Facebook, VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona. Post your contact numbers on these Facebook pages.
Yabambe mahlabazulindana laphele khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo namhla ke siyaphinda njalo ke iLive Talk yethu esidala ukuyenza ngomgqibelo langesonto. So namhlanje ke sikhangela khona okuphume kukhetho olusanda kudlula, kodwa sikhangele sijula sibili kakhulu ukuthi pho kumele kwenziweni ukwenzeka ukuthi eZimbabwe kube nokhetho olubalulekileyo. So siyabona nje ukuthi CCC kumbe kithi ke Citizens Coalition for Change ite isebenze kakhulu ukwenza ukuthi inqobe, njalo ke inqobe lesibili yathola ama-seats ku-parliament afika khonapho 19. iZANU-PF yasithola unalawa amanye akhona. Bekuncintiswa khonapho kuma-parliamentary parliamentary elections one day siyakhumbula 28 seats eyadezidingwa, then la kuma-council zonke indawo ezijeneyo. So ke kodwa abantu bamangala ukuthi kambe ukhetho olungabe lukhululekile eZimbabwe lwabe lukhetho olunjani. So ke iZimbabwe Council of Churches, iZimbabwe Election Support Network, lezinye inhlanganiso ezinjenge Election Resource Center zithi kumele iZimbabwe lungise okuningi kungakenziwa ukhetho oluzayo. So bathi ke ukhetho olwenziwe ngeviki epheleleyo kade lungakhululekanga, kade ngazani kule nkinga eziningi wande. So inyanga khona inkinga ukuthi amabandla aphikisayo abengakankasi ekhululekile batho njalo bakhipheke ama-preliminary reports abo siyakubona khona. So kulabo-ke abafisa ukusixhuba khona manje ngenani kufacebook VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona. Uthumeze umlayezelo wakho khonapho ukwenza ukuthi sikuxhume khona manje. So ungakwenza-ke thumeza umlayezelo wakho sixhumane lawe. Siyabona ukuthi abanye vele sebengenile khonapha kuhlelo, so asiqhubeke kwanti njalo futhi.
Nasi tiri kutarisa mafambisiro atinoita sarudzo munyika zvichiteera sarudzo dzakaita kasvondo rapera. Vanoongorora zvesarudzo vanobvumirana kuti maelections aasi kuitwa zvakanaka uyezve ane divi rimwe raakarerekera. Zimbabwe Election Support Network, Election Resource Center ne Zimbabwe Council of Churches vese vanoti mamiriro akaita zvinhu mukuitwa kwesarudzo haana kunyatsomira zvakanaka. Saka toda kuti titarise nenyaya iyi kuti chii chingaitwa uyezve kuti zvingafambiswa sei kuti sarudzo dzemuzimbabwe dzinzi isarudzo dzakachena, kwete zvemhirizhonga zvatinosangana nazvo, zvatinonzwa nezvatinoona. Saka mubvunzo uripo nhasi ndiwo kuti chii chingaitwa kuti sarudzo dzemuzimbabwe dzinzi dzakachena sedzimwe sarudzo dzinoitwa kune dzimwe nyika. Kana muine zvamungakwati muna mashoko moda kutipawo, indai pafacebook pedu VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, Studio 7, monyora zvamunofunga pamusoro pemusoro wenyaya uyu. Muisewo nenhamba dzenyu kuti tikwanise kukufonerai kuti mugotipa zvemashoko enyu amunenge muchifunga.
Yes, our first guest is Reverend Raphael Mthombeni, he's in Dallas, Texas, here in USA. Welcome to the program, Reverend Mthombeni.
Thank you.
So the election has come and gone. What's your take on what has been happening and the way forward for Zimbabwe?
Well, I can say exactly what other people are saying, that the elections were a little bit better than the previous elections that we've experienced before. I think myself it's because the numbers were small. These by-elections did not pull out big crowds, long queues where people were queuing for voting. So what I think is, if there was any things like rigging or things like mismanagement and stuff like that, it was minimal because of that reason. I think it's still the same like old or previous elections that we experienced. I mean, when it is the bigger one, like the forthcoming in 2023, I don't see any changes, really, because nothing has been changed.
Mr. Mthombeni, you say that in your view, these past elections were a little bit better. Can you clarify that? Having seen the violence before the elections, resulting in the death of a constituency, and also the limited access to public broadcast. Why do you think that this one election was a little bit better?
Well, judging from what the people are saying from the ground, is that voting was not a problem this time, in the sense that somebody could come in a matter of minutes, is checked in, and somebody is out voted. It's something that has been a problem before, that people take longer to go through the voting process. It stemmed out of the way how ZEC had set up the polling station. So the reason why I'm saying it's better is because of the numbers. The numbers were small. You know, people could check, and maybe if they are not found in the voter rolls, they are told which ward they should go to find their name. Which, you know, in a bigger setting, like when it's national elections where we're voting for the president and stuff like that. Things like that, you know, they jam the line, you know, they clog the line. They don't make people move faster for voting. I'm not really saying there wasn't any violence, there wasn't anything that could have impeded the election process. But I'm just saying the flow of the elections this time, at this by election, it was a little bit better.
Right.
Thank you very much, Reverend Mthombeni. We've got Mr. Tinashe Kumbo, who is the program's team leader, Zimbabwe Council of Churches. Welcome to the program, Mr. Kumbo.
Welcome, Mkomagis. How are you?
You're very fine. So now tell us, you actually monitored the by-elections. Give us your take on what happened according to your own kind of findings, just briefly, then we'll go into other issues.
Okay, thank you, Mkomagis. So, First, the Zimbabwe Council of Churches, we observed these elections as part of our work. We always do this, and we were actually doing this under the campaign I Pray, I Vote, which is used on awareness raising, agenda setting, election observation, and sustain the electoral dialogue. So the basis of our observation was because of our commitment to constitutionalism, but also to Christian mandate, and also our belief and the commitment to nation building, which is based on unity, peace, justice, and other related values. So you will see that our observation was also going to be a test run of what we will do in 2023 under the Zimbabwe of Christian denominations within the framework of the election we want, framework which we shared with the nation sometime last year. So you will see that we tried to track some key indicators of an election. We track issues of peace and tolerance, issues of informed participation, issues of credibility of work, issues of the independence of the state security. And these are what we were trying to check. And you will see that our participation was to check the development before the voting day, because an election is not an event. And for us to actually say an election was good or bad, it is because you would have checked all the related processes. You will see that in our case, we were actually judging this election against what we called an election covenant, a technical election covenant, which is a tool which we were using under the IPRA vote campaign, which spells out that particular leader that we expect as churches, those policies that we expect from that particular leader who emerges from an election. So you will see that whatever we are going to say about these elections as the discussion progresses is based on what we had put down under the ecumenical election covenant. And you know, we noted in our with concern, of course, that the women were not given the opportunity to take the leadership, to become councillors, to become MPs after the nomination court. And this actually goes to the political parties. You see that out of quite a number of males, only a few were females. Out of the 118 candidates, only 16 were female. So it was we were concerned because of that. But while we would generally say that these elections from the pre-election to the voting day were generally peaceful, we noted with concern that there were some sporadic violence. And for us, the loss of one life is actually something else. We don't want to lose any life. We don't want to lose any drop of blood in any election. Mm-hmm. So while everything was okay, but we were concerned because we lost life, people were beaten, and it was a major concern for us. But of concern was also the use of hate speech by the political leader. When the campaign started, we were very happy that the political leaders were preaching peace. It was only later that we noted that these leaders then used hate speech. I think you remember what was happening at the rallies when threats were being issued against each other. And for us, that actually further polarizes our nation, and we are concerned of that. Then the other issue was the selective application of the law. Some political parties, particularly the opposition, were not given the opportunity to meet their supporters. I think you remember how the police would bar some of the political parties to have their rallies. And at the same time, this was not happening to other political parties, and we are concerned.
Thank you very much. Yes.
When the opposition political parties were given the opportunity, they were given very stiff conditions that could not be fulfilled. Then coming to that, we were happy that they were visible throughout the process. However, we were also concerned about how they handled the voter roll issue. I think you followed on that one. Then the issue of the media, we were concerned that only the ruling party received much coverage on the public media. But at the same time, the private media was also biased towards the opposition. But also important was the fact that only three political parties received coverage from both the private and the public, and it was of concern on our part. Then lastly, the issue of COVID-19, we were concerned political parties did not fully adhere to the COVID regulations, and it was a concern. And ironically, on the voting day, that then decided to take down the records of the people, and this actually raised some skepticism among the people, such that some of our potential voters were not comfortable with that, and it concerns the level of mistrust that we have in Zimbabwe when it comes to our public institutions. Then on the voting day, generally everything went on well. Of course, we had some challenges, we had some recommendations that we made regarding.
We'll definitely come to that. Mr. Kumbo, we'll come back to that. Mr. Kumbo. Stay on the line. I think we've got a caller on the line. One day, take the caller here.
Makadini, you muri kujinzwa here. Hello.
Hello.
Muri kujinzwa zvakanaka.
Tiri kukudzwa.
Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Tiri kutaura nani?
Hello, Linjani. Ke kwanzana uka telephone lapha singazothi kungabe kuhamba njani so ke simzwile lapha ekhuluma ubaba Gumbo we Zimbabwe Council of Churches ikhuluma ngokuthi uketo lohamba njani so ke sike sizuba umthombeni ukuthi ba umthombeni ubona kanjani ke ngokukhuluma kwakhe lapha ke ubaba Gumbo ukuthi kunenwa zangu uhambe kahle kuyiwa phambili kumele kwenziwe yini ukuthi kulungiswe konke lokho.
Mina ngibona ngathi kufanele ukuthi kube lezinto eziningi ezilungiswayo khonapho. Uqinisile uGumbo laphana ukukhuluma kwakhe. Lanxa nje welule ngxa ye kwasokungathi kuyahlangahlangana izinto ezithize. Kodwa ke nxa ulalela kutsho ukuthi uhlonzi lokuphathwa kwama-elections eZimbabwe kumbe ukulungiselelwa kwawo ukuthi abe khona kusesenezinto eziningi ezimele ukuthi zilungiswe. Khona lokho akutshilo ukuthi amabandla laphikisa ancintisanayo ngingatsho ukuthi aphikisana ayancintisana encintisanela ukuthi azuze lokhu abakusifunayo. Kufanele ukuthi aphiwe isigaba esifana nayo esingathina i-level ground yokuthi abantu bakhulume izinto abazazenza bezenzela abantu kufanani. Baphiwe ilungelo lokuthi kukhulunywe eredweni lakuma-TV kusetshenziswa ilungelo lona lelo elifana nayo. Kanti-ke njalo okunye okungaba kuhle ukuthi engxenyeke sithole lalokho esingathina ngama-presidential debates ukuthi khona-ke kuzwakala ukuthi ubani
uzakwenzanisikubambe umlomo khonapho mfundisi ubambe khonapho siyawuzasibili ukuthi kube lama-presidential debates we've got a one day.
Makadini
tovala makasimba here
ayi vatiri nani hedu tiri kutaura nani
muri kutaura na Musa Matengenyika.
Taura yenyu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yati kukurukura nhasi.
Imwe tikuda kudaitei yakati tichitatakana bekumuriro kuti muntu udzorusire nyaya kuti yakanyora sei.
Tiri kutaura pamusoro pemaitirwo esarudzo muzimbabwe munofungei nekufambiswa kwesarudzo muzimbabwe.
Ini mafungiro angu esarudzo muzimbabwe asise zviri kuitika muzimbabwe. Pane kaudzvinyiri kari kuitika kekuti rimwe bato rezanup f uda kuti riri kumanikidza kuvanhu kuti vavavhotere kubato ravo. Vanhu havasi kusununguka especially kumaisha uko vana mai vega havasi kusununguka kuvhotera bato ravo ravari kuda ivo. Vari kufoswa nemasabhuku kana dziri mbeu ari kuninwa. Handizivi kuti kana zvakadaro nyika yacho inoenderera mberi here kana ariyo matongero enyika vari da kuita iyayai.
Chimwe chamaka
Hello.
Chimwe chamakaona pasarudza apa ndechipi? Chamusina kufara nacho.
Chandakaona pasarudza apa ndechekuti pakundovhota mazita edu mamwe aisawanikwa mumavhota scroll.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu. Basically, what she thinks that the elections were not handled in a balanced
She couldn't find that name in the voters' roll, right?
She couldn't find some names were not available on the voters' roll.
Yes, yes.
And also, she took issue with the traditional leaders who are withholding some inputs or whatever the government decides to give to the people.
Mm-hmm. And I saw some people being given chicken, so we'll put another corner. Put the other corner.
Magadi Nenu, Muruku Tienzaere.
Hello, Shumba.
Oh, guys.
I think we've got a caller there. Caller, can you hear us?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, how are you?
Hello, I can hear you. I'm good, Jenny.
No, good. Wonderful.
Yeah. Tirikutaura nani? Hello?
Hello. Dinan Chitaura.
Madi?
Yeah. She was there, so you can finish there.
Oh, okay. Magamati Mimi, Mataura Nenya, Mazabu, Nimazishe, Vachiramba Kupavan Zunu, Vachiti, Vano Fanera Kufotera, Arime Bato. Vanhu vanoti chinyi panyaya iyi vanongoteerera vakanyarara pane zvinoitika here kana kuti zvinotaurwa nevanhu
Yeah, I think we've got a bad line there. So,
yeah.
So we've got some people who are sending messages on Facebook. Remember, on this special program, you can send a message on our Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona. So send us your number right now, so that we can call you back. Kizito Polite Moyo says, Salibonandi njani kuna hapo. Mtawini Pegani Voldoza is also saying, Linjani lonke kuna hapo. Nasa pilasina zuwena mfoitu. Weli, welcome. Dauti sukona. Sawa wakulu, weli, welcome. Singa zutuwena unjani. Inkanyezi zokukanya gospel vati labo sebe kona ekelweni. Sawa wakulu, kuzobuya Kelvin Nyoni. Dauti kona. Kuzobuya ke lombonis M. Maposa. La utuku njalo. So ke isikube ke njalo siloba umtombeni, loba bukumbo, siletemba lukuti sasuza labanya bantu. So ke, tinga kutwa, ngalifesu tuinge na kutile lukula manje, tumeza inombolo yako. Ku Facebook page, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. So this is a special edition of Live Talk. So ke, you can go to Mr. Kumbo. Yeah, I'm told we've got a listener. Go ahead, Wande.
Muriku tindu asa kanaka.
Ndakabatirira manje.
Ah, okay. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya ndinga pfungwa kuti pachokwadi ndanisana sokunzwisa zvanga ndandifunga sokunzwa zvakanatso kunaka pane zvanga zviri kutauru.
Ya, tiri kukurukura pamusoro pesarudzo muZimbabwe, mafambisirwo anoitwa sarudzo muZimbabwe. Kana mukatarisa nyangwe sarudzo dzakaita kasvondera pera, chii chamunofunga pamusoro pemafambisirwo anoitwa sarudzo muZimbabwe?
Yeah, thank you very much. However, I'm talking in Botswana.
Taura henyu.
Zvakanaka, ndatenda. Pane zvandinoona zvakafanira kuti zvinge zvichigadziriswa apo neapo. Zvimwe zvingano zvichigadziriswa mumabumbiro emutemo rine nyaya dzimwe dzakafanira kuti dzinge dzichibatwa nezvadzo dzakatarisirana kunyanyisisa judiciary, military, mabazi iwayo akafanira kuti ange akazvimiririra zvachose ari independent. Nekuti kana pakaita zvinenge zvichiitika, nyaya dzinongoperera chete dzichisapotewa kuZANU-PF. Hapana chinobuda chero nyaya ikanyaenda kukoti. Zvinongofanana chete. How many cases have they forwarded to the judiciary? And how many of them did they pass it
Saka muno
zvokuona kuti
taurenyu
inyaya yakafanira kuti inge chigadziriswa iyoyo then inyaya yemhuri zhonga inyaya inoneta kwazvo nokuti vanhu vanoda mapato avanoda they belong to certain parties asi chinoneta ngechekuti vanhu vapane intimidation by the ruling party ZANU-PF vanhu vanoziva zvavanoda and they are ready asi chinoneta ndechekuti munhu kurohwa haanzwana nekurohwa naiko kunorwadza so they end up vakuvhota pasiri ipo pakafanira ndechimwe chakafanira kuchinge chigadziriswa ichocho
Saka imini kana makatarisa zvinhu zvamataura zvakawanda chose kuti kubva ku mauto kusvika kumatare edzimhosva munoona sekuti zvingachinjwa chii chingaitwa nevanhu kuti nyaya iyi zvinhu izvi zvichinjwe sokuona kwenyu
sokuona kwangu kune human rights vakafanira kuti vange vachipindirwa vemahuman rights varwe nepavanokwanisa napo vasvingadzvinyirirwi vasingatarisirwi pasi pabasa ravo nekuti ibasa ravo rakafanira kunge riripo in a democratic country
hai tatenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu the gentleman is concerned about the role the military and the judiciary play during elections and he is urging that they should be totally apolitical and remove themselves from the process obviously he is alluding to the fact that so many cases have been taken to court and they always came up in favor of the ruling party he also expressed concern about violence that is totally unnecessary practice during campaigning. That's what he's talking about. That's what this is.
For those that have just joined us tonight on the special live talk show, we are talking about the by-elections that we held last Saturday. And those that wish to send us messages, go to VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele Facebook pages and post messages there. So kuyikini lonke elibukele kunamanje gijima ke nxa ungizwa usithumezele inombolo yakho ku VOA Ndebele ufake sibili ibizo lakho ube suloba khona pho ukuthi inombolo yakho ithwani hamba gijima sibone sixoxeni phela isikhathi senilesi sizokuthi uthini wena ngokhetho sizokuthiwa njalo silenye ikhola singakayi kukhola kulo Rust Talent Macheza uthi ngicela limfonele khona manje labanye abambalwa abanjengo Richard Moyo uJoy Mberry lo verdict kamutingondo bathi sicela lisifonele khona manje so bakuphethe leshona bacela lo Joy Mberry so we've got a caller one day hot season ukuthi caller lay ime kanjani caller kunjani baba ngalo caller
ngiyanela
ye kunjani hello one day maybe ishona
ma muri kutinzwa here hello
hello
muri kutinzwa
ndirikunzwai
tiri kutaura nani
tarisai chauke
tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yatiri kukurukurai
nyaya yemabaelection akaitika last week
nemafambisirwo anoitwa wasarudzo muzimbabwe
ya mafambisirwo ari kuita sarudzo muzimbabwe haana kuti tsikirana kumira zvakanaka asi tine kuvimba netritrskill mabasa ari kuita ari kufambira mberi
muri kuvimba nei handina kunzwisisa
ndakati tiri kuvimba netritrskill marambiro ari kuita mitemo iripo iri kushandisa nezanupf kuti haisiyo kudara kudai isisi titori kunyika yeupoteri kusouth africa kuda kwekushaya magariro
hamuna kutitaurira chamusingafare nacho pakuitwa kwesarudzo muZimbabwe. Chii chamusingafari nacho?
Ndisingatifadzi ndechekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevana vemuZimbabwe vanova vanenge vari vekumapato anotisisa, kunge vachirohwa, vachimbunyikidzwa. Zvinhu zvisingafadzi izvozvo kana kuri kuti tiri vana veZimbabwe.
Saka zvoitwa sei?
Ya, ndozvatiri kuchema chema nazvo kuti dai vakuru vedu vanga vakwanisa kutigadzirira ipapo kuti mumwe nemumwe ave ane kodzero dzake nenguva yake, kuti kana munhu asingadiwo zvakati akwanise kutaura. Nekuti pane zvino ukati iwe hausi kuda kuti zvakati zviitike, unogona kuurayiwa kana kurumwa pakati peusiku wohaijekwa kana kungonzuzikamwa kuti iwe unosapota pati ipi chitema. Saka izvo zvinotishungurudza sevana veZimbabwe.
Saka zvochinjwa sei zvamuri kutaura izvi? Kana vanhu vachitya zvamuri zvochinjwa sei? Ndiani anofanira kuenda mberi kuno kuti zvinhu zvichinjwe izvi?
Ndisu nekurejesta kuvhota.
Hai.
Ya, tikarejesta kuvhota zvino zvinhu zvinoita zvakanaka.
Hongu. Aiwa. Tatenda zvikuru. Mogara henyu zvakanaka kuBotswana kwamuriko, tatenda chaizvo.
Tiri
kuSouth Africa. Muri kuSouth Africa, ok. Aiwa, tatenda chaizvo nemanzwi enyu. He's expressing the same concern about the violence. And of course he's expressing a wish that things could be done differently, because people should not be forced to accept or to do things that they don't want. His solution is massive voter registration. People should go and register to vote. That is a prescription to rectify the problem.
Yeah, what say Ubaba Mthombeni? Ubaba Mthombeni, lapha ngisho ukuthi ngikhulume la ibandla leZANU PF, futhi ke ngikhulume mina ngingani ngihlokozindaba ukuthi ke iZANU PF ithi bazamile sibili ukuthi baqhubukhetho oluhle abeZimbabwe Electoral Commission. So la uchilo sibili ukuthi hayi bena ungani lungcono sibili ukhetho lolu. Kodwa ke nxa sokuya phambili ungathi wena kumele kwenzweni, Ubaba Mthombeni, ngokubona kwakho sibili.
Ngifisa ukuthi abantu bangangithathi njengokuthi ngike mina ukhetho lolu luhambe kuhle. Ngifisa ukuthi bangizwisise ukuthi ngike mina kube ngcono kulalokhu esijayele ukubona lo. Engethemba ukuthi ugumbo laye akavumelana lami ukuthi okunye okuyizinto okuvele kusikhathaza nxa sikhangelane lo khetho yikuthi kuba lodlakela, kube lezinto zonke lezi, kube lezinto lo ukubhika ukhetho lucina ukhetho lungasaqedakala ukuthi kufanele ukuthi kube lukhetho olulukhetho. So lapha kangitsho mina ukuthi into zonke zihambe kuhle ncwa sibili kwaba ngumcala. Ngithe mina ngibona ngathi kube ngcono lakho kusenziwa yini yikuthi inombolo zabantu zibe lutshwane. Abantu bebe balutshwane kade besiza vota kuma-by elections la. Kuyeza ukhetho lolu olukhulu oluzayo luka-2023. Ngikhona sizakhangela ke sibone ukuthi ibandla elibusayo liziphatha njani, amabandla lancintshisayo aziphatha njani. Esikwaziyo ukuthi okwakhathesi kugegele nganxanye ukuthi ibandla elibusayo yilo elikontrola izinto zonke. Yikho-ke yikho khonokho esikulwisayo ukuthi akuphiwe wonke amabandla amathuba afanayo ukwenzela ukuthi ukhetho luphume luthi kha kungabe lo muntu oza kuthi uthathelwe ukhetho kumbe kwenzakale kwathini kwathini.
Ye, siyakuzwa, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfundisi. Nxa ukuthi singahamba futhi kuba ugumbo. So Mr. Gumbo, basically what's the way forward for Zimbabwe if ever the country has to hold a free, fair and credible election? Very, very briefly.
Okay, thank you for that. So indeed, Indeed, we noted some positive, some professionalism within ZEC in terms of on the voting day, but also during the voter education, voter registration process. However, we still need to have the issue of the voter roll resolved so that we bring back the credibility of this key institution. If only they can address that, I think we'll bring back the confidence that we need in this process. But we also have other critical players like the Human Rights Commission, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission. These have been very silent during this particular moment. We expected them to be more visible. We expected them to be publicly denouncing some of the incidents that we talked to, the issues of violence and others. I think by doing so, they will help to build public confidence in the public institutions. So that is one key issue that we also noted. But at the same time, we also noted the issue of the security sector itself, particularly the police. On the voting day, our police was the professional. It was actually executing its duties as per the Constitution. However, before the voting day, it actually performed digitally, as indicated earlier on. And we hope that going forward, we need to engage this particular institution so that we don't see the selective application of the law as we saw earlier on. But we also noted some key issues regarding the vulnerable groups. People with disabilities were failing to access some of the polling stations on the voting day. And we recommend that we need to have a disability-friendly places that we use for voting going forward. Regarding the issue of the COVID-19, we don't expect COVID-19 to vanish before 2023. We expect to go again to the election within that framework. And we encourage political parties to adhere to COVID-19, but most importantly to ZEC to now to explain some of the steps that is going to take on the voting, so that they don't actually deprive people like we saw last time. And we also recommend, with regard to the issue of the media, we expect the media to be balanced, to be objective, to give all the political parties equal opportunity to serve their manifestos
to the people. Mr. Gumbo. Mr. Gumbo, we are coming back to you. I have a question for you. We are just taking a call from a listener, but we are coming back to you. Makadi Nyavo. Vamoyo.
Baba Wandi Maka Mamka Sino Kuswera na Babadwe.
Ayo atiri nani chaizo. Makadi nini chipe ufungwa zenyu.
Kutanga regaenditendi chirongwa chamunotipa chakakosha zvikuru chinopa vanhu maopportunity kuti chirongwa chakakosha chatototaurawo nevakawanda vachitaura nevamukudana dai mwari akachirovafadza tiri varigore rutera 2023 paine zvirongwa zvakawanda zvikuru nokuti ndo panowana veruzhinji ndoda kuti kuti sarudzo idzi dzakabva mukuitwa vhiki yapera kuti 26 March sekuona kwandakaita dzakabatwa nenzira yanga iri nane dhani imwe nzira yatinosiona nokuti gemi iri kunyanyanya rakanga riri pakati PCC nokuna vamonzora kuti vamonzora ndivo vakanga vakadzika MPs mazhinji nemakanzela nokutora zita remusangano saka zvinhu zvatakaona chete zanopfu yanga irivo kuridza bati akaona vamonzora vachitorwa zvigaro zvose kuratidza kuti vamonzora munhu uyauya anga akangobata hembe sizi yake akabata danga risizi rake bati mombe dzee dzakabuda mukuratidza kuti zvinhu zvatakaona izvo pachena kuti mwari vakaropafadza kuti vakaita kuti vachamisa vave nokuita rimwe zita tichitarisa futi nezvaiitwa mahotero zvimwe zvaiitwa zvakasiyana siyana nekuti takaonawo kune dzimwe nzvimbo vamwe vanhu vaichema chema kumasa vachishayikwa tichiona futi zvekwamutare uko takaonawo vamwe vachisungwa futi ndo pane dambudziko pamukati menyika yekwedu zvimwe iri kuzama asi dambudziko kuzosungurudza veruzhinji idambudziko rakaipa zvikuru nokuti vanhu simba ndiri vanhu simba ndiri vavhoti ndo vane simba ndo vane vanhu pazvigaro saka vavhoti vaisa vanhu pazvigaro vaonekwa futi vachishungurudzwa mukati menyika yekwedu asi andaa kuti tisongoti takaona zvinhu zvakanaka zvakaitwa pamaelectioni iwawo saka tinotarisira kuti gore ra 2023 zvaririro pasarudzo idzo dzakatarisa maso vanhu vose mamiriyoni mamiriyoni ezimbabwe apa 2023 saka tinoimba 2023 ichawana kufamba zvakanaka vanhu vachavhurira nzira dzakanaka nekuti takaona paikambeniwa vamwe vanhu vaidzidziswa kukambeni vamwe vanhu vachiona bdp vamwe vachisungwa vamwe vachimanikidza kuona choroto vamwe vachirambidzwa kugokwe vanhu vakarambidzwa nana marondirano vakarambidzwa saka zvakafanira izvozvo zvinhu zvatisingatarisiri mukati menyika ikwedu nekuti tinoona dzimwe nyika vanoita sarudzo dzakanaka dzakasaina pasina dambudziko saka zvakafanira zvingokurudza kuti gavhumendi yedu yezimbabwe vanhu vose vezimbabwe iyofitika ane zeki ngaive refuri uya uya ari pachena asingatori saidi samutomigava anonyananisa kana munochiyananisa samiyanisaidi kuti musinengu wasakwana chete
aiwa tatenda chaizvo vamwoyo nematsvuka vamadhipa tinotenda zvikuru nekuti munofarawo nezvirongwa zvatinokupai tatenda chaizvo
tiyatokoza kakuru thank you so much
okay
good yes thank you so much wefote sarudzaibhala usarudzaibhala use upeji lendebele kuti ndicela limvolele khona manje kuzobuya ke lo witness ndlovu kanye lo mbonisi mm maphosa so bacela ukuthi sibafonele qhubeka khonapho kwande kwesithini Richard
Mr. Gumbo tishina wele
yeah ukukhumbula yeah.
Mr. Gumbo muripo Mr. Gumbo muripo muri kunjenzwa
ya ndikuko haindiripo
ya pane pamambo tanga kutaura paya apa mataura mashoko ekuti media yanga haina kubata nyaya yesarudzo zvakanaka mukataura kuti state media yanga yakarerekera kubato riri kutonga asi mazotaura zvekare muchiti private media yanga yakarerekera kuopposition mukatanangura ipapapo
zvakanaka saka media takaiona paviri we saw the media particularly the state media was biased towards ZANU-PF clearly and the way it covered the opposition could be in the negative so we were concerned about that but at the same time we also saw the private media also covering much positives on the opposition and another interesting development was the use of the social media emerged as a major player as a major influencer in this particular election and mostly it was on the part of the opposition and we realized that the opposition actually resorted to social media as an alternative since it was not getting much coverage from the other alternatives. So the media remains as a major player. But of course, we noted some fake news which was of concern, whereby some people would be misled. I remember on a particular day, there was some message circulating to say that he is not actually going to have constituency-based collection centers. And that has been purely not true. So as a result, the social media will need to be responsible as we use it in as much as it is efficient, cost-effective, and reaching out to many people. We need to be responsible in that regard.
Thank you very much.
Regarding the media, we also noted that only mainly CCC, ZANU-PF, and the MZC alliance were covered as if there were only three political parties contesting in this particular by-election. So those were some of our observations regarding the media.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gumbo. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. We wish to thank you so much for joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, Mr. Gumbo. So I'm told that we've got Professor Elliot Masocha, who is an independent political commentator based in USA. Professor Masocha, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So the by-elections have come and gone. At the end of the day, what should be fixed in Zimbabwe so that the country can have a free, fair and credible elections?
I think a number of things should be fixed, beginning with the previous person who was talking about media coverage, that there should be fair media coverage from both sides, the state and private media as well, so that we are going to have a fair democracy in Zimbabwe, not only covering the major political parties, but everybody who wants to be covered and everybody who know how to be covered and then how to respond to media criticism. Because the media, we may really say we want to be covered by the media, but then if we are going to be criticized against some political leaders don't know how to handle criticism. That is natural in politics. And then one other thing that needs to be fixed is the issue of vote buying that we are even seeing right now happening, where we are having organizations like women organizations for ED getting some income generating projects, instead of just giving everybody the chance to succeed by those income generating projects, so that they are going to choose themselves whom they want. It's also one other thing that needs to be addressed is the issue of political violence. I think we need to grow out of that. This is 42 years after independence. For us to find somebody who is going to demonize someone else or to beat someone else or worse still to kill someone else for his or her own choice or for political party, that is barbaric. It's so bad to the extent that I can say it belongs to everything negative in the dictionary of negatives that you can find in the whole world. Let people choose freely whom they want to vote for. We want to get to a point where even a husband and wife will be free to support different political parties, as happens in other countries like the United States of America. There should not be any force or any vote buying or any demonization of somebody because somebody has gone on Facebook and typed that, I support ZANU-PF. You will see those people who really don't understand politics demonizing that person for supporting CCC, for supporting MDC, whatever, for supporting ZANU-PF. And that incites political violence, and that's not absolutely necessary at all.
Yeah, Professor, it's been 42 years now with the same complaints at every turn. Every time Zimbabwe had elections, they always came up short with all these mistakes and bad behavior that we are hearing from everybody. What does it take to get these changes made? Because it's half a century, almost half a century now, and this same practice is persistent. It's not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, it seems to be getting worse. What can people do about this?
That's a very great question. And my answer there is that it takes all of us. The blame game has been going on, and it's very much easy to blame someone else so that people don't see my ills or my bad behavior. If each and every one of us is going to take responsibility of making sure that we are going to educate our kids, educate even adults, the importance of peaceful elections, the importance of voting, the importance of getting along, and the importance of unity. There is nothing Zimbabweans have ever done together as one people and failed. We succeeded in many ways when every one of us were getting along, every one of us were just disagreeing, to disagree and still agreeing to disagree and become friends. So I don't want to to blame someone else. I want to blame myself. What did I do for the past 42 years I was alive? What did you do for the past 42 years to address all these problems that have been happening here? Now we have the social media, we have cameras. Let's expose everything bad about our governance in Zimbabwe by recording that, by publicizing that, so that people are going to see exactly our complaints. Instead of just hearing our complaints, we want the whole world to see exactly what we'll be complaining about. We want the whole world to see what each and every one of us is doing to solve those problems that we have been facing for 42 years. Political violence, for example, vote buying, for example. Why do we accept gifts, and why don't we ourselves say, well, we don't want that? If you give us gifts, that's okay. We are not going to vote for you anyway.
Professor, can you hold on there? And
okay.
Mashudu, unjani?
Niyaphila kanjani manje?
Isiyaphila kakhulu ngapha kwana bomashudu.
Ngisejani isibhedle.
Yeah, akusitshela ukuthi ukhetho ulubona njani olwenziwe eZimbabwe.
Hey, ngithi yami ngithi malume wazi ukuthi na nga beja abantu laba bezana mina uba wami uyiwovet and ngendlela ekwenzeka ngayo labantu laba mina ngakubona bo jikengo badla imali bodwa ilizwe liyahlupheka abantu bayabaleka lapha elizweni baya kumanye amazwe bavulala abantu noma ubaba ma ngimtshele ukuthi yabona ukuthi isadiye ngenzani uthi ayikho into esizoyenza ngoba ma zikhuluma siyabulawa and angazi ukuthi ayikho yini i-solution engenziwa i-United Nations nayo kufanele interfere manje inkinga umgabe washiya abophezinto eziningi ukuthi amanye amazwe angakwazi ukungenela so that bazokwazi ukuthi babize abantu abantu bebhadi le abasayifuni bayafosa nje ukuthi bayisupport
so kodwa-ke wena ngokubona kwakho ubona ngani kuyaguqukani njalo kumele kuguqulwe mbani khonoko kumele kuguqulwe kwenze ukuthi kube lokhetho olubalulekilewa
ukhetho olubalulekile fanele abantu bivote and into engiyibonayo nje labantu ngendlela abathi bona angeke banikeze umuntu ilizwe nepen angiyazi ukuthi angeke kwenzeke yini ukuthi kufone next year ma kuvotwa ma bangarobhela futhi bathi bayawina kwenze nje ku-training nje ama-soldiers sikhiphele abantu lawo because ama-soldier amaningi ngibona abanye ama-soldier la esifuleni langojulayi last year nababuze ukuthi niyabona ukuthi ilizwe liphelile kanje abantu badla imali batshontsha imali lephezulu ama-soldier kuleli yasoldier lathi no inkinga abantu abavotela iparty i-wrong and nathi manje ma kungathiwa kucala impi siyomane opposition party angeke sinenedodi le ngoba la bantu badla imali bodwa bafakele ama-sanctions ngoba babulala abantu abafuna ukwenza ezinhlunzo ngeke size zibamele la bantu la
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Mashudu ubuhlungu kakhulu sikuzwile ungathi nakusasa ubuye futhi ye
chaokuthi
ye
le e-Big Bridge le indawo leya indawo yethu manje akekho ezini abantu bakithi abasebenzayo laphaya bafaka amafamily yabo kuphela abayidevelophi futhi leya ndawo yabona
ya kulobo zimo Mashudu zibili kodwa sibongile kakhulu phendule futhi kusasa kumbe ngemfike ezayo so thank you so much papa iva so that is Mashudu is very unhappy
have a good day
yeah same to you so he is the son of a war veteran so he says there's nothing that his father fought for because everything has been you know monopolized by the ruling party so that's his view there siye kubaba umthombeni sike sizwe umthombeni lokho ekhona baba umthombeni ngokuvala khonapho ungathini kuya phambili kumele kwenziweni amafutshane ba
hayi kuya phambili ngivumelana nalo gumbo ngivumelana nalo professor ngivumelana labo bonke abakhulumileyo lapha izinto ukuthi azimanga kuhle awulantwe emiwe kufanele ukuthi izinto zibekwe ukuze kuphume sule ukhetho oluthe kyalo noli-free and fair and credible election. Siyakwazi ukuthi i-ruling party ngeke kuvume lokho ngoba babe bevumela bevikela izihlalo zabo lezikhundla zabo lokuhlala ukuthi umuntu ahlala angazaphuma. Kodwa-ke eqinisweni kuyabe kungasiyonto e-right yona le. Kufanele ukuthi abantu babambane. Bathi lanxa kusenzakala ulutho kwenzakale kodwa kukhanyile ukuthi abantu babambene against into engasiyo e-right. For example, nxa singakhangela okwenzakala e-Zambia kukhetho lolo lwakhathesi, abantu bazoba bazibambanela, bazisebenzela, baziphumela le nto yabo, balo mhulumende wabo abamfunayo khathesi.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Nxa ngathi 10 seconds, khuluma-ke ngesilungu, utsho ukuthi what's the way forward. 10 seconds, xathu.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, I'm agreeing with all the speakers that spoke in this program today that it's obvious that the ground is not level. There is some kind of discrepancies against the opposition or the competing parties. The ruling party is the one that has the upper hand in giving kind of permissions and all this stuff because they are the ruling. So they are there to defend their positions as well. But what I'm saying is people should unite and do the right thing and vote for the right thing and then come up with the right government they want.
Thank you very much, Wande. Maybe to Professor Masocha.
Professor Masocha Muripo.
To respond, I know about the word.
Taurenu.
Nechirungu kana nechivanhu?
Chirungu. Chero jam.
Let me start with the English here. I think what he just said is really good. There is no playing level ground in Zimbabwean politics, and I don't think there will ever be. What I can suggest here or advise the opposition party, you know, is a couple of things. I don't think they know how to deal with ZANU-PF. That has what is called in business the first mover advantage. It's the first political party to rule Zimbabwe, and they are still ruling Zimbabwe. How should the opposition deal with a political party like ZANU-PF that has the first mover advantage of having the ability not to be willing to create a level playing field in politics? And I think, number one, the opposition party should unite, as the previous speaker said. They should unite. We are tired of seeing the opposition party splitting always close to elections. What's their goal in splitting? Do they really think they will beat ZANU-PF, each and every one of them, when they split? A big no, right? Number two, leaders of opposition parties in Zimbabwe should really grow up from student politics, University of Zimbabwe student politics. I was there with some of them when they were leaders there, you know, from 1990 to 92, and then 94, 95, and 99. I was there with them. They are still the same. The way they talk, they did not grow up to be the Morgan Tsvangirai, who grew up from being an employee to a workers' committee employee to a politician. They are still stuck in student politics, where they only criticize the ruling party for not doing this, for not doing this, and not asking themselves what have they done when they entered politics 20 years ago? What have they done in cities that they govern?
Professor Masocha, sorry to cut you a little bit there. You know, we've got a caller. Let's just take the caller and come back to you.
No problem.
Yeah, caller, Kunjan Baba. Caller.
Makadi niko. Hello, murukutinzwa here.
Mr. Pararai.
Murukutinzwa.
Tirikunzwa ibaba.
Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nokukurumidza nguva yakuda kupera. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Inga ndirikungoti hangu panyaya yemaelection apo. Mabatiro akaita maelection apo anga ari one-sided. Pama campaigns opposition yanga isingapuwe mukana kuti inatso kambena zvinoenderana nezvaita ZANU-PF, of which zvinhu zvinofanira kugadziriswa kuita kuti tipuwe mukana wakaenzana panyaya yemakambeni.
Ndo zvatambobvunza vamwe kuti zvinogadziriswa nani uye zvinogadziriswa sei.
Zvinotogadziriswa nesu vanhu mavoters zvinofanira kutoratidzira kuti aiwa zviri kuitika izvi hatisi kuzvifarira.
Aiwa, tatenda chaizvo namashoko enyu baba.
If we had extra time we'll continue with him, but time is very generous.
Yes.
So
just when it was getting warmer and warmer.
Yes, we wish to thank our guests this evening. Mr. Tinashe Kumbo, Program Team Leader, Zimbabwe Council of Churches, Professor Elliot Masocha, who is an independent political commentator, and Reverend Raphael Mtombeni, who is in Dallas, Texas. And signing off is Kip Stube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Tononko Kawande. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.